I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In 15 days, Donald Trump will be sworn in as president. And one of the first things he said he wants to do once in office is to tackle immigration. Trump said early in his campaign that he wanted to deport all immigrants who are in the country illegally. He's since backed off from that sweeping statement, so it's not exactly clear what Trump might do. But officials in some cities across the country are planning to help immigrants in a variety of ways. Tiziana Rinaldi has been writing about this over at PRI.org. She says one major battleground will be immigration courts.
In terms of resources available to immigrants who appear in court, let's say they are going through a deportation proceedings, which has been very much the focus of a lot of discussion recently, if they cannot afford legal representation, which of course they are entitled to, but if they cannot afford any, very much unlike what we know for the criminal system, for the criminal judicial system, the court, the U.S. immigration court, will not assign a public defender. Mm-hmm. So they find themselves in really a difficult situation. Most of the time, there is a language barrier. Certainly, there is a barrier in the capacity to even argue their defense when it comes to such very complex matter as immigration law.
So they have to represent themselves? How does it work if they can't afford a lawyer?
That's correct. That's what's been happening throughout the immigration courts throughout the nation. What has been happening, particularly after the type of campaign we've heard, the presidential campaign we've gone through, and now that we know that Mr. Trump is going to be the president on a platform that was unfavorable to immigrants in general, is that many cities are now deciding to offer or expand access to legal representation.
How are they doing that? Where are they getting the money to do that? And what exactly are they doing?
So what's happening is New York has been leading the way, has been on the forefront of this type of conversation, which is really about bringing what's called due process, which means nothing less than what we by and large interpret as having a fair day in court. What's been done is that resources are being allocated by either cities or in California now there's a proposal to do it at the state level. Allocate resources so that public defenders and possibly well-trained public defenders will be assigned to people, especially if they need to fight deportation proceedings, if they are under threat or deportation proceedings, or might be in detention and have to face deportation.
Is it necessarily taxpayer money that's paying for it, or are individuals or foundations or people who want to donate, are they adding money to this effort as well?
It's a mixed effort, depending on the city that we're talking about. For instance, here in New York, it's been mostly funded with taxpayers' money. But, you know, there are considerations throughout the country to also add perhaps humanitarian funds that comes from the humanitarian community or from private funders.
What are critics saying about this idea of putting aside more money to help undocumented immigrants deal with possible deportation?
As you can imagine, because the immigration debate has had so many voices and it's been fought on several fronts, there are also many critics, both inside and outside of government offices. Outside government offices, the most common criticism is, why do we even use taxpayers' money to pay for people who, is being said, are here maybe unlawfully or seem to have not respected the country's immigration laws. Inside government offices, inside legislatures, there are also some tensions because even when there is an understanding that helping immigrants or at least extending due process might be something that we want to do or might be the right thing to do, there's also a question of what we are using these funds for immigrants' legal funds. Why not, for instance, and I believe this was the argument of Pat Dowell in Chicago, one of the aldermen in the city, why don't we also use this money to fund a legal defense for African-American youth that is being racially profiled?
Tiziana Rinaldi is a reporter based in New York. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.